You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
442 ballots were cast, 332 votes were needed for election, and the results indicate it's going to be a very big weekend in Cooperstown. As for the fourth consecutive year, the baseball writers have elected two or more new members to the Hall of Fame. Astros fans will be cheering with the election of our first new member, Jeff Bagwell. Welcome to the Hall of Fame. Jeff combined power, consistency, getting on base, and an ability to score runs to become one of baseball's premier first basemen. Over 15 seasons, all in Houston, he hit 449 home runs, had a lofty .408 on base percentage, amassed 2,314 hits, had a .297 lifetime batting average. He averaged 32 home runs annually, drove in 90 or more runs 10 times, scored 90 or more runs 10 times as well. He was named to four All-Star teams, won three Silver Slugger Awards, was the 1991 National League Rookie of the Year and the 1994 National League Most Valuable Player. Jeff Bagwell, we will see you in Cooperstown in July.
Well, my entire family was here, all my kids, close family. Guys, it's kind of weird, man. I don't even know what it is. I mean, I'm still kind of in shock, and it's kind of a weird deal. I'm not really sure where I'm at. I'm excited, I'm happy, and it's been a whirlwind, and it's been fun and exciting, and my family is very, very excited for this thing, and it is what it is, but I cannot be more excited. I don't have all the ability in the world. I mean, I had a ton, I guess, of God-given talent, but not like crazy stuff. So there was only one way to play it. And, you know, I grew up watching Kari Stremski, and I just went after baseball the way I thought it was supposed to be done. And I was very, very fortunate in my career that I got to be with Craig Biggio, Ken Caminiti, guys like Steve Finley and Luis Gonzalez. And, you know, man, it's just how we played, man. And that's just the way I knew how to play baseball. And that was just the way I went after it.
Really excited to be here. It's kind of surreal. I really have no idea what I'm doing. But enjoying every moment of it. To be with Pudge and Rock, I couldn't be more happy. Great dudes. Having a lot of fun together, just laughing at each other. Which is one thing that, you know, in this baseball world, you have to be able to laugh at each other. And, you know, we make fun of each other about how much we weigh and trying to get this damn jersey on and get my jacket off and stuff like that. But it truly, truly is an honor to be here. Like I said, surreal. Just to be in this situation, to, be in the Hall of Fame, I mean, it's crazy, man. And I couldn't be more happy to be here and just trying to take this all in. So thanks. I was told something a long time ago when I played in Cape Cod. Because I was always messing with my stance. And they said, man, it's not broke, so why would you fix it? You're still hitting like the way you do. So I continued to tinker with it. But apparently I just kept hitting, so it worked. And I think in 94 is when I just started to kind of get to somewhat where I ended up. And I was laughing. I was talking last night. If I was really, really wide, that means I couldn't see the ball. I told Pudge this, too. I couldn't see the ball. I was terrible. I was probably going to strike out at some point. But there were some certain times during that evolution of my stance that it worked. So I just stuck with it. That's all I got. So it worked out. A lot of times in this game, people don't appreciate the small things. It could be, like Tim says, you know, ground ball to short, he scores, you know, still might go 0-for-4, but got a ribby. Good day. That's what makes your team better. It's sack flies, it's stolen bases. I guarantee you in 808 stolen bases, there was a stole second, then stole third, and somebody hit a fly ball. That makes for a nice day. I think it's the little things that guys like me really appreciate, the RBIs and obviously Pudge also. We appreciate that kind of stuff. And that was a big part of our team, was appreciating what other people do to make you better. I was very, very fortunate. I had Craig Biggio, who did that for me. You know, I'm sure Hawk would probably say the same thing about Rock. You know, man, and that's what, like, you know, that's what makes this game great. And this is what we play for, is we play to win. We play to make other people feel better about their day, because we do play 162 games, and that's a long time, man. And it's tough. But, you know, to be sitting here right now with these two, and I mean, I can go on and on about Pudge. I mean, what he has been as a catcher and a hitter, and I mean, I'm still mad at Pudge because he picked me off in an exhibition game when I was at first base. I wasn't really paying attention, and I just don't think that's right. I mean, if we knew it, I mean, he probably wouldn't have done it if we knew.
Actually, you told me, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, man. Let me concentrate during the season. I don't need to concentrate now. And then what Rock has done in his career, I mean, I don't talk that much, and I'm talking too much right now, but I couldn't think about two better guys to be going in the Hall of Fame from that have done just so much for their clubs and their organizations just to, just make baseball better. And that's what we're in the business for, is as we sit up here, is just to talk about how great the game is. And I think these two guys have just epitomized what it is to be a Major League Baseball player and a Hall of Famer. So I just want to say thanks for being able to sit there with these two guys.
You played with a pretty good second baseman.
I did.
Craig Biggio. I talked to him yesterday. I asked him a very personal question about you. And this is, I want you to watch. This is the question I asked Craig Biggio.
Oh, great.
Is he a crier? Is he a cry?
I bet you he does cry.
You think?
I think if he gets that phone call today, I think he will cry. He might not cry in front of everybody else, but I think he will cry today. I'll bet you a dollar that he does.
Okay. I'll give you a dollar if I lose.
But he might not admit it.
I got you.
All right,
you owe him a dollar. Because my dad, I talked to my dad, and I did cry.
You did cry?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I cried in front of my wife and my kids and all that, but my dad kind of.
You just have this persona, though, you know? I thought you did.
I'm not that tough.
All three of you put together great stats. Jeff, Pudge, you guys became great sluggers for your position. Your stats clearly show Hall of Fame worthy. But there are some watching this right now who might be questioning the authenticity of those offensive statistics. What would you say, Jeff, to those critics?
What? what did I do? Uh-huh. Because I worked out? Because I looked like, I guess that's what people say, that I looked like I was bigger. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's valid to me. I know I played the game the right way. I worked my butt off to be sitting here right now. You know, and I feel like I don't have this, like, burning desire to try and defend myself.
Right.
I know my teammates. I know what they think of me. I know what I stand for. And, mm-hmm. you know, I just don't think that it's really valid to defend myself over what. I'm just confused about all that.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.